Isaiah, talking to Kalani just a little bit ago, just about, you know, you're heading into the 11th game of the season, and so everybody's banged up. Do you feel like it's better this year? I know you guys worked really hard this offseason to try and be better prepared for the rigors of the schedule. Do you feel like that's made a difference?
Honestly, I feel like last year we had more injuries than we did this year, for sure, and it's due to our strength staff. They're taking care of us, like looking at our numbers and stuff. We wear like these GPSs out of practice, and it kind of just tracks everything that we do. So overall, I feel like we feel better, and we're playing a little bit faster than we did last year. So,
have you noticed that personally for you, that it's had an impact in your game and how you're able to perform at this time of year?
Yeah, for sure. Last year I didn't play a whole lot. I did like more special teams. I wasn't really playing defense a whole lot, but overall, I feel like me being playing, what, minimum like 50 snaps a game this year is just like, I feel good. And it's like, I don't know, I feel usually Mondays are kind of like hard days for me just because, like, you know, I'll play a game on Saturday. But as soon as we practice and here comes Saturday, I feel back to normal again, so.
Thanks, Jared. We'll take our next questions from Jay Catch and then Jay Drew.
Isaiah, you seem to have unlimited range on the field. Is that from your background as a safety in high school? What's led to you being able to make plays sideline to sideline?
Honestly, just growing up playing every position, I feel like when I was in Little League, I started off as a running back, and I played a little bit of safety. And then as soon as I got to high school, I played mostly receiver and then just a little bit of safety as well. And then as soon as I got to college, they thought defense was the position for me. So I don't know, being able to play safety when I first got here kind of taught me how to move side to side, straight air, like widen out the field. And so I would say probably that. But
most of the metrics you guys held Kansas to were well below their season norms. Was there something you guys saw in film that said, hey, we're gonna have success here, or was that just the result of you guys playing good defense?
I would just say playing good defense and having a good game plan. Jay Hill always gets us prepared with the good game plans and basically like the defenses that we run. He watches a whole lot of film. So I don't know, us just believing in Jay Hill's plan is like a big factor in why we play good on defense. So
Isaiah, we just heard Coach Kalani say this is a good moment for you guys' identity to show. In your, from your perspective, what is that identity of this 2024 BYU football team?
I would say when they swing first, we'll see how we respond. You know what I'm saying? We knew going into this game that Kansas was going to be a good team, and we just knew that we were going to have to bring everything, and we fell short. So this coming week, we're just going to have to see how we respond. And I believe in our boys, and like I trust our coaches, and I feel like this is going to help us stay on top of the little things like Kalani emphasizes. So.
Is Arizona State any sort of, because they're a neighboring school, neighboring state, does that bring any more energy from you guys, or is the fact that this is a huge game enough motivation?
I would say probably just a huge game. I don't know. We look at every team as, you can't really sleep on any team in the Big 12, so having to play these guys, we just got to prepare more than we normally have. So.
Go ahead, Sean.
Zay, how quickly do you sit on kind of what happened and not even necessarily the result, but kind of that feeling that you had in the postgame locker room? Kalani was telling us after the game just how emotional it was for you guys. And how quickly do you kind of just move on and focus entirely on ASU, if that makes sense?
I'd probably say it took me like about a day. I thought about the whole yesterday, like Sunday, and I don't know, just knowing the boys, we just need to come back and I don't know, lock in again, kind of put what's in the past, and just focus on what we got coming up, ASU, so.
Well, focusing on what you got coming up is a really, really good, I mean, good offense in general, but their running back in particular, Cam Scadd, who kind of stands out. Just what do you sort of make of him? I'm sure you've watched him a little bit, and you guys have a recent history of facing off against really good running backs, something about that in the Big 12 with Devin Neal and Mekhi Bernard and kind of even going back before that and whatnot. So just what do you make of Scadaboo and that run game in particular at ASU?
He's a good running back, and knowing Jay Hill, we're going to be ready for the run. And me personally, I'm excited to go against good backs, you know what I'm saying, just to see what our defense is really made of. And I don't know, we have a history of stopping good backs, and so I'm excited to see what this game's going to be talking about. So,
go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, Isaiah, you're a guy who grew up in Utah, as far as I'm aware. I'm assuming you're a football fan to some level. Are you hoping that a series like this against ASU can reignite what used to be a pretty healthy rivalry almost 50 years ago?
See, I wasn't really like, I've never really been part of this little rivalry that they got going on. But I don't know, being able to play ASU, like growing up watching ASU, I feel like it's going to be an exciting game for me. And I'm just excited to go against the offense they have, the high caliber the offense they have in their running game. So I feel like our defense, we're going to be ready for it, but I'm really excited.
Thank you.